Port Adelaide take on the Gold Coast Suns tomorrow night at Metricon Stadium. Tune in to hear Treaders, Timmy Ginever and David Wildey call all the action from 7pm live on 5AA. Assistant coach Nathan Bassett joins us. Bass, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Freddie.
Firstly, how did you get to the Gold Coast? Tell us about some of the conditions you travelled under to take all the precautions you needed.
Well, we took a bus, team bus from the club this morning to the airport and flew to Brisbane. So we had our own flight, which was quite nice, bit of leg room, and just got off the bus now. So we've been on the bus from Brisbane to the Gold Coast and just walking into the Sofitel now.
So when you say you had your own flight, how big was the plane? You didn't have the big plane?
No, normal size.
Yeah,
normal size, so 40 of us on it. So I had row 25 for myself. It was quite comfortable.
Was it tarmac to tarmac, or did you have to go through the terminal?
We walked through, but we had a guided tour. So good old Arthur from Virgin took us on a nice guided tour through the airport. So I was hurried through, so it was quite nice.
Unprecedented times, Bass. You've got young kids. How's it affecting you, if at all?
We're okay. It's probably more than every sport and after-school activity gets been cancelled, so which is understandable. So it's more around probably moving forward, ensuring that they've got some outlets to keep doing some things and have some normalcy.
Any staff or players a bit concerned over COVID-19?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay, let's talk footy then. Mitch Georgiadis, tell us about him again. Very exciting for the young lad, and his parents will be there, we've heard.
Oh, that's good. I wasn't sure. It was quite nice, actually. I got to do Ken's job Tuesday and ring the forwards, and it was nice to ring Mitch and tell him he's playing his first game. And, he's a good mover. He's an outstanding athlete and jumps at the footy. Very coachable. Clearly, he's still a little bit of an unknown given he's only played two games in 18 months. He's certainly exciting and he's every chance to take mark of the year at some stage this season.
Oh, beautiful.
It's interesting because you've got plenty of players available to you, and the fact that players like Laddams and Farrell and Leanett, amongst others, have missed out says you've got a really strong lineup in.
Yeah, we're confident where our list is at. At the moment, and certainly tough with a couple of those guys to miss out. Laddams looked unbelievable really the last month, it probably hasn't done enough yet as a forward to pick him to play majority forward and then be our second ruckman, and there's probably not as much need with a second ruck with the shorter quarters as well to spend as much time there.
When you look at the Gold Coast Suns, no doubt they've improved their performances in the Marsh Community Series. Is there one area in particular that they're stronger? Is it the midfield? Is it their forward line? Is there anything like that?
Oh, I think they've got great depth in their midfield. They hunt, they outnumber well, and and their forward pressure has been very good. Their high forwards have been doing a good job. Players that someone like McPherson, who finished the year really well last year, is started the year well again, and the high forwards always a good. If you've got good high forwards, it generally says you've got a pretty reasonable side.
Oh, I'm nervous for you tomorrow, Bass. I don't know why. I saw them firsthand against the Crows. They just looked a lot more organised.
And they've been very good early in season.
Yeah,
for the last 4 or 5 years. So they've got plenty of talent on their list, and they've had a lot of injuries over their journey, but they've got most of their guys in the park at the moment, and they've got plenty of high-end talent, so they've got the potential to be a very good side.
So Charlie's out. I've got 7 bottles of Black Guts riding on him. It's just so damn frustrating. How frustrating is it for you, Bass? He promised everything in that pre-season, and blooming hell, injured.
How many goals did you have on it?
49.
Shortened season.
17 rounds, I know you, does it?
Nah, well, I reckon those bets
did you renegotiate?
Well, I had one with Bass in the end, didn't I? But how frustrating is it? Oh, crikeys.
He's not far away, so
okay.
He looked good in the first 2 rounds, and he did have a little crack yesterday to see how it was going, but it's probably next week.
Okay.
I'd imagine he'd be a very good chance to play.
What about the Hoff? What will his role be?
The Hoff finds a new role every season. So this year, at the moment, he's playing as our second ruck and somewhere else. So he's got that flexibility to do something else. And he does that, reasonably well. And then, he's he was very good in the ruck for us up at Whaler when he had to play in the second half. And you know, his, not just his ruck work, but his follow-up to get after the ball was excellent.
You mentioned about selection-wise, you know, being able to play perhaps one less tall because of the shortened quarters. Are there any other parts of the game we might see change due to some of the minor tweaks that the AFL have made?
I think it's just going to be a faster game. You know, the fatigue factor doesn't kick in late in quarters. So, you know, some of the, you know, kick mark tactics that sometimes you might use to take the speed out of the game or when your team looks particularly fatigued isn't relevant this week. You know, what the season looks like moving forward, you don't know if the games get accelerated and we're playing on shorter turnarounds. But at the moment, you're expecting a faster game and, you know, you're looking for... I think the great thing is that the power players that we have, guys like, you know, Sam Powell-Pepper, you know, we can keep fresh and have him for maximum impact.
No crowds. What did you think of it last night? Did you catch any of it, Bass?
Yeah, I watched the game. I thought it was a reasonable game of footy. And, you know, we have some pretty competitive training sessions, you know, each and every day. So, you know, we're well prepared to play. And we train in front of no crowds. We can play in front of no crowds if that's what's best for the country.
Stay safe, Bass. All the best. Big game tomorrow. And I hope to have a ripper.
Thank you.
And there you go. Nathan Bassett, assistant coach at the Port Adelaide Footy Club, just repeating the news, of course. Our guys, Tredders, Timmy Ginever, David Woody, will be live on 5AA from 7 p.m. tomorrow night, calling all the action from the big game.